What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ultimately, I started watching some more of their tape. I don't think the O-line played as good as we thought it did. There were some issues there last year. I think this could be problematic. We've already talked about C.J. Stroud ad nauseum on the show about how he got away with a lot. The more I watch his tape, the more I actually leave a little bit less impressed than I was the last time. And I don't know how that's possible. Still good. Still good for a rookie, for sure. All that said, I'm not sure they're the offensive juggernaut they're being billed as. And I know for the fantasy people listening too, like, we've been scooping up all these parts. Like, oh, you just want to have pieces of this offense. I'm not sure it's that simple.
Interesting take. That is Brett Whitefield, who co-hosts with Joe Marino sometimes at Fantasy Points. Not so high on the Texans. Houston, 10-7 last year, but out of nowhere, Stroud fabulous as a rookie. And they are the AFC South favorite this year. They open at Indianapolis. Remember talking about this a lot when the schedule came out, how AFC South, NFC North, quote, rivalries are just almost like non-existent. Right? I mean, what's an interesting matchup that you can remember ever between an NFC North team, Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, and an AFC South team? I have a tough time thinking of a single game between any of those teams. But the point is, this year, the quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Goff, they're excellent, Love, excellent, could have been McCarthy, but it's Darnold, then Stroud, Richardson, Lawrence, and Levis. Like, varying degrees of, you know, super young, proven or almost proven or unproven. It just makes for great matchups. This was talked about when we had guests from Chicago and brought this up, or other people brought this up. Here by quarterback is Caleb Williams' schedule in his rookie year with the Bears. Levis, Stroud, Richardson. That's his first three games, AFC South games. The week two game with the Texans is on Sunday night. Levis, Stroud, Richardson, Stafford, Bryce Young. I mean, that writes itself. How Carolina makes the trade up with Chicago, which has Justin Fields, to draft Bryce Young. Now, they're just mired. Who knows if it gets better, but a miserable rookie year. They play the Bears in Chicago with fancy new Caleb Williams. Lawrence is week six. That's a London game. After the bye, Daniels. Look at what is happening here with Caleb Williams. This schedule is amazing. Daniels, Kyler Murray, Drake May, probably, by week 10. So Williams will face the other top three quarterbacks right there in the middle of the season in Daniels and May. Jordan Love, Darnold. I hate to say it that way, but that could have been McCarthy. Goff, Purdy. That's good. First overall pick versus last overall pick. Darnold again, Goff again, Geno Smith, and then Love again. Wow, they don't play a division game, Chicago, until week 11. It's annoying to me that the Bills and Patriots don't meet until week 16. Annoying isn't the right word. It shouldn't happen that way. I've said this for many years. I know the schedule, you know, people talk a lot about how it gets made. Sal has his guy there, Mike North, who gives him insight that Sal shares with us on how the schedule gets made. But I think there should be ways to do it better. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, it's easy to say something like that, but I am a schedule geek. Like, I write schedules. I write a schedule for a 32-team fantasy league that I'm in. Like, I'm the guy who does that. In baseball leagues, call Mike. He'll write the schedule. I enjoy that. It's something that my brain likes to do. It's like a puzzle, you know? If I were into this more, I'd maybe write crossword puzzles. That's the kind of thing my brain likes. So the schedule for me, it should never happen that you play a team twice in 3 weeks. The division game should always be spread out, and I don't think this should be impossible, where you play each of your division opponents once in the first half and once in the second half. It's just, you could really get a good or bad draw this way. One thing about thinking the Bills in New England, you know, right now, what does it sound like, the Patriots? The coach kind of talked himself into a corner. He said that May was better, that he outplayed Jacoby Brissett in the preseason, at camp, all of it, but that Brissett will be the starter. And the reason they're doing that is that it seems like the offensive line and the whole offensive situation is in such shambles that even though you'd want to, all else equal, you'd want to play the rookie right away to examine him and just let him get better. But they're still, and he outplayed the veteran, but they're still not doing it because it's like too dangerous. Too much could go wrong, psychologically, physically. So May doesn't start. I don't really even think it's a bad call. He did say the thing about May outplaying Brissett, which, you know, kind of leaves you to wonder just, all right, what are we doing here? But I always want to play the rookie in New England right now. I don't want to criticize it because maybe it's going to be that bad. Well, the Bills, okay, the Bills play them December 22nd and then again 2 weeks later. I don't want to exactly go as far as to say that's not fair. Maybe it isn't. You know, you'd like a New England game pretty early, maybe. Maybe they get right. And if May is good, and I think people are talking like he looks like he is, late in the season, that's more just more dangerous of an opponent. And to play them twice at the end when the Dolphins and the Jets will have already played them by then, I think. Week 17, New England plays the Chargers, so that will their games against the Dolphins and the Jets will be over by then, and the Bills will play them twice. Doesn't have to be bad. It's just I think it would be more fair if you never had that happen. The Giants and Eagles did this a year or two ago, two games together right at the end of the season, and I don't know, like, why would the NFL not be able to avoid that? Paul Hamilton will join me at 5. He's been around the Bills a lot this summer. The Sabres are coming up. And of course, the devastating story about Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. Just unbelievable. I'm not sure if Paul has spent any time with Gaudreau. Maybe when he was a rookie or prospect. He played at Boston College, was a great college hockey player, was a very good, if not great, NHL player who is now dead at 31, his brother at 29. Awful story. So Paul's coming up at 5. Lines are open now at 803-0550. I did bring up and got into a little bit before we reached Sigmund Bloom, Josh Allen and the MVP. If you've got a take on that quickly, we'll do that. I'll probably get back to that for a few minutes here before Paul comes on. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.